We've been going through a series of sermons on the seven mountains in Matthew. Well, for today, for this Palm Sunday journey, there is no mountain. So we're going to put the seven mountains aside until Good Friday, until we begin again our series with Crucifixion Mountain. Now, normally the sermons are fairly intellectual and you have to engage your brain. But today's sermon is a little bit different. You need to engage your imaginations. And I want to speak to you from the Old Testament reading, which I will read partway through the sermon again this morning. And the title of my sermon is The Man Who Rode Into Town on a Donkey. So let's pray. Gracious Lord, as we come to celebrate your triumphant ride into Jerusalem this morning, we ask you indeed to lift our hearts in praise to you as we remember, O Lord, all that you have done for us in coming into Jerusalem and then dying and rising again for us. So, Lord, as we contemplate again the basic truths of our faith, speak your words of life to our hearts so that we may rejoice in this coming Easter season. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, there are many different kinds of movies around. I wonder what kind of movies you like. There are true story tragedies, historical dramas, screenplays, horror movies, thrillers, comedies. There's heaps of them around. You've heard about my three favourite football teams. So now you can hear about my favourite kind of movie, and they are westerns. And if you say you like westerns, well, you have the same kind of favourite movie as I do. And one of my favourite westerns features that eternal cowboy, Clint Eastwood. And it's called Pale Rider. And Clint Eastwood plays this good guy, bad guy character who's called the Preacher. And now I think you know why I like that movie the best. In the sermon today, I want you to use your imaginations. I want you to imagine the scene of one of those wild west towns as often portrayed in the movies. The dusty streets, the horses hitched up to the poles, the saloon bars, the livery, the old-fashioned banks and post offices, the still of the early afternoon and the wind blowing the dust gently down the streets. When all of a sudden, with their guns a-blazing and a whole lot of hooting and hollering, a bunch of bad guys dressed in black come to town, kicking up a storm, robbing and looting and shooting and wrecking property, having a go at anybody who stands in their way. This gang of baddies has been holding the townsfolk to ransom for a number of months now. Townsfolk are frightened, but they were helpless against the onslaught of the evil that comes against them in these waves of violence. But late one morning, from out of nowhere, on the distant plains, rides a man dressed in white, riding a big white stallion, a stranger coming into town. Nobody has ever seen him before. The townsfolk whisper among themselves as to who he could be, but the stranger takes no notice. He gets down off his horse and hitches it up to the post and enters the saloon. He wears a Colt 45 on each hip and he has a big Winchester pump action rifle in his saddle holder. He's the strong, silent type. He has a mysterious past, and as the townsfolk were soon to witness, a lightning-fast draw. Well, the baddies come into town as usual in the early afternoon. Guns are blazing and wreaking havoc, and the stranger walks out of the saloon and moves like lightning, shooting some of the baddies, punching the lights out of others, disarming some, and kicking them in the backside and sending them moving down the street in fear and trembling. Single-handedly, the stranger defeats the baddies. The townsfolk are grateful and happy because law and order has been restored to their little western town, and they can get back to life again, living in peace and comfort and security. Now, imagine that same situation again. The townsfolk being terrorized. But this time, they receive information about the stranger, a lawman, who was on his way to take care of the bad guys and restore peace and calm. Well, they'd be all excited, wouldn't they? They would go to the outskirts of the town to welcome the stranger who comes to rescue them. In their mind's eye, they would expect their rescuer to be a man on a big white stallion with a couple of six shooters and a Winchester pump action rifle in his saddle holder. But what do they find? They find instead a man who comes unarmed and riding on a donkey. When they see him, they shake their heads and wonder if they have the right man for the job. Had they really missed the silent hero on the stallion? What chance has an unarmed man on a donkey against a gang of bandits armed to the teeth and riding horses? Well, when Jesus rode into town on that very first Palm Sunday, he was coming to take the bad guys on for us. He didn't look very impressive, but he was the lawman, the stranger, sent by God to get rid of those who were terrorizing us and to re-establish law and order according to God's will and ways. He was sent as the peacemaker to restore peace and to provide security for us. His coming into town was not a surprise. It had been spoken about 500 years before by the prophet Zechariah in the words of our text. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The native people of Jerusalem welcomed him at first with open arms. For hundreds of years, not only in the recent Roman takeover, but for hundreds of years before, the Jews had been suffering under foreign domination and oppression under Syrians, Egyptians, and Persians. They were wounded. They were suffering. They were being ripped off. They saw a lot of their wealth being taken out of their land and taken to foreign powers. They wanted to get their land back. They were desperate for a strong lawman who would come into town and get rid of the baddies, the oppressors, and restore peace and allow them to get on with governing themselves without having a foreign body over them. They thought that Jesus might have been this strong lawman, and they got all excited and enthusiastic about him, but they soon became disillusioned with him. What good was an unarmed man alone, riding on a donkey, against the bad guy Romans with all their weapons and horses? You know, we might as well ask that same question today. And many in our society do in one form or another. What good is this unarmed man on a donkey who rode into Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago against the things that terrorized me in my life? Can he protect me from sickness? Can he do anything about the guilt that I feel about my sinful past? What can he do to help me in my continual failings in life and my weaknesses? Can he really do anything about the violence and evil in the world? About broken relationships, about the suffering, the misery, the poverty? What can he do for me when I'm dying? But this donkey rider is no weakling. On the cross, he took on all the bad guys and brought an end to their reign of terror. He disarmed them and sent them packing. Through his death and resurrection, he made peace and safety possible for us. He was able to do this for us, not by a force of arms or by armed rebellion or creating a civil war, but rather by being humble. And this was the sort of lawman that he was. And that is why he rode into town on a donkey and not a big white stallion. To say that he was humble does not mean that he was weak. This has been one of the fallacies of the Christian church over the centuries. Some believe that humility or meekness equals weakness, but it doesn't. Jesus' first action when he rode into town in Jerusalem was to go to the temple and make a whip and drive out the money changers and the rip-off merchants. This was not the actions of a weak person. To say that he was humble means that here is a truly good man who does not work from selfish or ulterior motives. He doesn't seek his own glory, but rather God's glory, God's honor. He does not act for his own benefit, but for only for those who are suffering and need help. You see, when you are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, there's no greater position of honor and power. There's nothing much more that you actually need. He had nothing to prove for himself, only for us and for our rescue and our salvation. Jesus fought the bad guys, not with six shooters, but with his words. From the time he rode into town, what we find him doing is teaching in the temple. He taught there day by day. He confronted the baddies by speaking out for truth and what was right, and for speaking out and acting for the sake of those who were suffering and those who were in need. Jesus did not come with guns a-blazing, but with the blazing power of his love. His love was so strong that it led him to give up his life for us upon the cross. This was his humility. It looked as if the baddies had won. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus' death on the cross was the gunshot that brought eternal death to the enemies of sin, death, and the devil. As the saying goes, when Jesus was crucified, Satan got nailed. It was Jesus' love that broke the power of this gang of bad guys. It was the truth of his words, the moral force of his actions, the strength of his goodness and his love for us. These were his weapons by which he disarmed the baddies and made their wreaking havoc powerless against us. So through his death and resurrection, this humble rider has brought us peace. But not just individual peace, but peace to the nation. Such is the power of his word. The bad guys are still out there. They still do their damage. They can still strike fear into our hearts. They can still destroy relationships, create violence, stir up hatred, and so on different levels from the home to the global community. But with Jesus, we can be confident and unafraid. He is stronger than sickness and sufferings, war and hatred, poverty and violence, stronger than death and the devil, stronger than our own sin and guilty past. And on the cross, he disarmed them and destroyed their power to terrorize. And because we are now set free, because he has brought us peace, we can start giving help to those who are still suffering at the hands of the bad guys. We can go to them with the truth of God's saving word on our lips and with the blazing love of Jesus in our hearts. And we can tell them of the humble donkey rider who can set them free from the bad guys and who can bring them peace, hope, and a brighter future. There will always be those who will laugh at this man who rides into town on a donkey to take on the bad guys dressed in black. It seems illogical to the rational mind. He is bound for defeat. They will laugh at us who put our trust in this hero who doesn't even carry a gun. They will scoff at us for shouting on this day and every day, "Hip hip hooray, Hosanna to the Son of David. Glory to the King of Kings, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But that does not muffle our cry. For Jesus rides into town as the winner, our winner, as the destroyer of everything we fear. So when he comes to you via the Word and the Spirit or the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, welcome him with open arms. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen and amen. So gracious Jesus, we honour your coming into town for us as the humble hero, the one who would take on the bad guys of sin, death and the devil and defeat them for us. Lord, we thank you that in you, despite this broken world that we live in, we can have peace and security and comfort. And we can know that by your resurrection, there is a new heaven and a new earth awaiting us, a place where there will be no more bad guys or signs of them, no more suffering or death or mourning or crying or pain. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have won for us. We love you and glorify you. In your precious name we pray. Amen.